Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. Happy Monday to you. We jumped back into our build series this past weekend, and we were talking about the second of our three vision handles, the nations. Just by way of reminder, the three vision handles are neighbors, nations, and next generations. And looking at the book of Nehemiah, we've kind of watched him walk through this conviction about rebuilding the walls and restoring health and life to the community of Jerusalem. There was 142 years people had failed to do that, and God gave Nehemiah the wisdom and the favor to see it to an end. And so after Nehemiah and his team, they faced internal opposition, external opposition, but in 52 days, they restored the walls around the city. And so the interesting thing is, if the goal was to rebuild the walls, you would think Nehemiah would stop after six chapters. But obviously that wasn't the goal, because you still got half of the book in front of you, right? So what happens in Nehemiah chapter 7 is that the people get together for a celebration, for a big party after the walls had been rebuilt. And in doing so, we understand that that there's a greater purpose. God had Ezra the scribe come out, and he got out the law of Moses. So we're talking about the first five books of the Bible, and he starts reading, and he read for 6 hours. Now, you think, you know, my sermons are long sometimes, but 6 hours he read through, and we're talking about, you know, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, certainly including Genesis, which is a little more narrative, but he reads through all those books, and the people just can't get, they just can't get enough of it. And so one of the things that we said is that God's word is God's way. And when we start thinking about the nations, we have been blessed to be able to take God's word to the nations. We work on five of the seven continents. We have partnerships with people who are involved in planting churches and reaching people. And so one of the things that we said is that the building really is just the beginning. We're talking about this build series, but not for our sakes, but for the sake of the nations. Nehemiah wanted God's name restored in Jerusalem to be a light for people to glorify him around the world. And so we had a couple of folks share at Lewis Center. Pastor Shane shared about our beginnings of our work there. And then Christy Lowe shared that we've just finished up the first Quechua Bible translation in the heart language of the people that we're reaching out to there in Tapacocha. And she was able to show us one of those Bibles. And man, incredible to think that we started there, almost a decade ago, traveling up into the mountains when there weren't roads there, and we were hiking in, and just God has been so kind to us to allow us to be involved in his activity, and he has blessed us to be a blessing to the people who live up in those mountains. And the Kakira sponsorship project, watching those people begin to serve together, and they're empowered to take ownership to make a difference in their own community. And so we said over the next 2 years, you know, both in Uganda, they're in Kakira province, and then in Malawi, we've got the opportunity to help provide vocational training skills to people, young people, after they graduate from what we would call high school. They refer to as secondary school, so that they can learn job skills, so that they can go be part of church planting and support church plants that are going to go and share God's name all over those two countries that eventually will certainly stretch all over the continent of Africa. And why do we do that? Because we understand that we have been blessed to be a blessing. And that's why we're just asking everyone to pray about taking a step. Everyone to pray about saying, what is my part of building this legacy that God has for our church? And that's why we've said over and over again, generosity is what builds a legacy. And so we're all praying to be generous together. And as we come together this coming Sunday and bring our build commitments together, and we look at next generations and the opportunities that we have, one of the things that Christy said to us at Lewis Center this Sunday that is so true is that really generosity and your legacy is the opportunity for you to outlive your life. And our church will long outlive our lives. That God's word is the joy of the nation. That's where Nehemiah lands this celebration in chapter 8. The people, after hearing the scriptures read for 6 hours, they're weeping, they feel conviction. And basically Nehemiah says to them, listen, stop crying, go home, have joy. I think the wording was, eat fat, drink sweet wine, send portions to anyone who has nothing, for this day is holy to the Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so as you pray about making your commitment to this Build initiative this coming Sunday, I pray that you'll do it out of a sense of the fact that the joy of the Lord is your strength, that God is your source, and that you see everything that you have, not as your own, but as His. We're not owners, we're managers and stewards. And God is going to have us come together to make a difference for centuries, not just even in here in Central Ohio, not just among our neighbors, but make a difference for the nations. So I'm going to pray for us, and I'm going to ask you to pray about your part in that. God, as we prepare our hearts, Lord, our hearts really are broken. They're rent into about the 3 billion people in the world who have little or no access to the gospel. And God, you've privileged us as a church to both go to the nations, to do that short term and long term, to send financial resources to the nations. And God, we want to do that now to an even greater degree, in an even greater way. And I pray, God, that you will help us. So God, I pray for our commitments as they come up this weekend. I pray, God, that we will listen to you, hear from you, be faithful to it, and see this through in our generation. You take the opportunity now to pray specifically about having joy in the commitment that God is asking you to make. Well, once again, thanks for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you have a great day, that you're aware of the fact that God wants to be active in your heart and in your life, and that as you go about your day-to-day and as you go about your week, that God will continue to reveal Himself to you in ways that you can see and respond to. God bless, and have a great day.